Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Blasting off into the unknown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Away we go. Woo! Kicking off Relics and Rarities. Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic. The hits in those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Instrumental to kick off the Relics Rarity Show. Yes. I love that record. Gene and the Esquires on the GNP Crescendo record label in a tune called Space Race. Yes, and of course, if we get stuck in space, well, you just gotta keep on pushing.
You're pushing too hard, or pushing on me. You're pushing too hard, or what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. You're pushing too hard. Live my life.
Rave, and probably all of you are pushing up the volume on that record. Great Sound of the Seeds, Classic Garage, and Pushing Too Hard.
It's a Relics and Rarities sound explosion.
Former Discovery of the Week from the Prophets of Old on the East Side West Side record label. Just Can't Wait. Yes, I can't wait to see this guy in concert. Tommy James and the Shondells.
I see you standing in the alleys down the hallway.
Wait a second.
You're gone now. I run to touch you, but you vanish through the doorway. And oh, how
hard it is to live without you.
Oh,
that was just about breaking out. This time in 1967, Tommy James and the Shondell became a top 10 record for him, Mirage. Check out his tour dates at TommyJames.com.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
For the Day of the Rave Sure Shot 45 on the SBK record label, the artist known as Ruby Jean, a Van McCoy tune called Empty Words.
I'm fooling when I say I love you. I love you. Maybe you'll believe me when I'm finally through, 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 through. I'm telling you now. I know it's been said before. Say you love me and I will be sure. I'm in love with you now. And I'm finally through, 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 through. I'm telling you now. I know it's been said before. Say you love me and I will be sure. I'm in love with you now.
To the left.
I'm in love with you now.
To the right.
I'm telling you.
Freddie and the Dreamers, Tower 45. I'm telling you now. I'm going to tell you now who did my mystery record. This was last week's Mystery Oldie 45. It was the Bobby Fuller Four.
That it shows too well that you got the magic touch, the knife card. You never convinced me that I'd be prayed for a petite size. But something will happen when I look into your eyes. I try to defend myself, but too late I finally see that you got the magic touch. You cast your spell over me. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. They call it magic, baby, yeah, 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 yeah. It's more like tragic, that you wear so well is enough to make me melt. I suddenly find myself feeling things that I've never felt. No use to deny it when a child can plainly tell that you got the magic touch of you. I'm caught in a spell. I said a yeah.
Five with the magic touch, but it didn't seem to have any magic on the Billboard Top 100 charts. Summer of 1966, only peaking at number 117. Bobby Fuller for the Mustang record label. We had several people who knew that it was indeed the Bobby Fuller 4, that being last week's Miss Rioli 45. Congratulations to Gary Mason in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Debbie and Bill Weiner in Mooresville, North Carolina. Even though Debbie swears it was all her, but I got a feeling that they both may have helped out figuring that one out. Carolyn Ruperto, East Brunswick, New Jersey, and of course the king of mystery oldies down there in South Beach, Florida, the great Santi. They knew once again that the mystery oldie 45, Bobby Fuller 4, the group that had the big hit of I Fought the Law, they did that one as well, the Magic Touch. And of course, in just a little bit, we'll bring you a brand new mystery oldie. So jot down my phone number. If you've got a lost 45 or you want to play the contest in just a little bit, you can dial me up at 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. You can also email me, dave@davetherave.com. Here's Gene Chandler.
So long, oh, but darling, darling, I also realize that when you're wrong, girl, you're wrong.
'Cause you've been cheating.
But darling, I also realize I may end.
1945, that definitely fell through the cracks. It's not on the Billboard Top 100, and it's not even bumbling under the Top 100. But a cool record indeed there from the Duke of Earl, Mr. Gene Chandler, on the Constellation record label. And a tune called I Can't Save It.
This is Relics and Rarities.
In a moment.
More than just the hits.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Taking that Relics and Rarities Super Express up to Worcester, or is that Worcester, Massachusetts? WORC 1310 AM in the summer of 67. A record that escaped the Billboard Top 100 and never even bubbled under. If that was a bigger hit and everybody read the manual, well, there wouldn't be a high divorce rate like there happens to be. That's a mystery record by the Turtles. Yes, Turtles 45 on the White Whale record label. I mean, here's the mystery of that. I mean, they had a big hit with a tune called You Know What I Mean. Then came that song, Guide for the Married Man, which never hit the Billboard Top 100, never bubbled under the Billboard Top 100, although in regional markets, like I mentioned, WORC, for example, 1310 AM up in Massachusetts, that was a number 15 chart record. And in many other places, the record got airplay, including places like WOR-FM in New York. In summer of 67, though, that just never became a hit. A great tune by the Turtles, Guide for the Married Man. And the next 45, also, just like the one before Guide for the Married Man, the next one, She's My Girl, that also became a top 20 hit record. But that one kind of really and truly fell through the cracks, but a cool record. Turtles and Guide for the Married Man.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Tell that man to let me go. He's got my soul and he still wants more. I just can't take it. Now can't you see? Hey, Lord, Lord, Lord. Tell that man to let me be. Let me go. Cause I'm tired. Yes, I'm tired of his lies and his alibis. Give him my all and he's still wanting more. I can't go on, Lord, what can I do? Tell him it's over, tell him that we'll do. Let me go, let me go, let me go, yeah.
Does it get more soulful than that, that's for sure. Can't turn that one loose. Although that's the plea. Big Mae Bell on the Port record label. She says, let me go, but I just can't let you go. I can't turn you loose. Day of the Rave here on the No Static Attic with my Relics and Rarity show. And of course, I've got a Mystery Oldie 45 coming up for you in just a little bit. So don't go anywhere. Here he is, the Big O.
Classic soul here on the Relics of Rarity show. The Big O on the Volt record label. I can't turn you loose. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, how I love you.
Oh,
that great soul singer that brought you the big hit of Who's Making Love, among other hits. That is Johnny Taylor on Sam Cooke's Saw record label. What a cool early soul 45 that is, from about 1964-65. Johnny Taylor in a tune called Oh How I Love You. Yes, and I'm ready to give you my pledge. That's how much I love you. But you got to tell me who's doing the record. And if you can do that, you'll be a mystery oldie winner. So jot down my phone number. You can call me up now, and I'll be taking calls all throughout the show and even after the show. So you can call me up at 609-948-4487. 609-948-4487. Or you can also email me, dave@davetherave.com. Who's singing this record? Yes, you know this song. We all fell in love with this record. Pretty big hit. You gotta tell me who's singing the record, though, as we play the mystery oldie game.
I woke up this morning, baby.
Record that I never seem to get tired of. You got to tell me who's doing a record, though. It's our mystery oldie 45, 609-948-4487, or email me with your guess, dave@davetherave.com.
Let's see what's in the garage.
Now you never told me that you love me, and you never told me now you found out that I have been cheating, but I'm for winning, so I just don't care. And you're gonna miss me, baby. You're gonna miss me, yeah. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Now in the meantime, another the way you treated me, 'cause if you do, you'll find out you've been dreaming. Another guy won't be a fool like me. Oh,
song that came out of a garage. May of 67, a garage in San Antonio, Texas. Woo! A lot of great music out of San Antonio, Texas. The group called The Ones. The Ones, a very hard to find 45 that came out on the Satin record label. And you think the record would have been called Sure Gonna Miss Me, but it was actually called Sure Gonna Miss You. The Ones, Write It Down. Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic.
Record collections at yard sales. That's his music research. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
The year 1967.
Soul out of Detroit on that Motown record label. Well, the subsidiary of Motown, the Gordy record label, if you want to get technical. Temptations from 67. And You're My Everything.
He's got a turntable and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
Yeah.
tune. Russ Titelman co-wrote that with Jerry Goffin. What Am I Gonna Do With You? Hey Baby, The Inspirations on the Black Pearl record label. Now that should have been a hit record. Yes, and the fact that it wasn't a hit, well, I would say it was kind of a drag.
Kind of a drag. When your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen. Cause you what I gotta say. Girl, I still love you.
I still love you. When you feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl, even though you made me feel blue, I still love you.
I still love you.
Number one national hit record for the Buckinghams in early 67 and kind of a drag. When I come back out of 110,000 plus 45s here in the Relics of Rarities vault, I'll bring you my discovery of the week, so don't go anywhere.
This is Relics and Rarities.
All I know is la 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 la.
And Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,045s here in the Relics and Rarities vault, this is my Discovery of the Week, and it's a 45 that actually was the B-side of a record that peaked on the Billboard charts in early 66 at number 104. But I'm convinced if they play the other side of the record, which is going to be my Discovery of the Week, this record would have done a lot better than 104. It's a tune co-written by Phil Oakes, a great folk singer. Phil Oakes co-wrote this particular song, and it's by the Back Porch Majority. And I love this record. Hope you do too. It's my discovery.
Thank you.
And that's the way it's going to be. That's my discovery of the week. Back Porch Majority on the Epic record label, a group formed by Randy Sparks from New Christy Minstrels. That's around the time when all those hootenanny shows were popular on TV. Back Porch Majority, that's the way it's going to be. Write it down. It's Dave the Rave's discovery of the week.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're back to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad, don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad.
Stop being bad to Dave the Rave. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're listening. Lennon McCartney tuned a hit for Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas and Bad to Me. Well, that's going to do it for my Relics and Rarities show. I've run out of time, but I certainly haven't run out of records. I got a whole bunch of records, so be sure to tune into my Relics and Rarities show as we bring it to you all over again next week. Okay, so be sure to tune in, you know, an hour earlier. If you tune in this time, you're going to miss the show. And of course, if you've got a lost 45, well, take the Relics of Roadies challenge. Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. And of course, you can also challenge me by telling me who did that mystery oldie. Yes, show me up. I think I've stumped everybody, but you can take a guess. Dial me up at 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487. Or you can email me, dave@davetherave.com. Archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. Once again, that's davetherave.com. And of course, until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.